Welcome, listeners, to a new episode of the CASE podcast, a new conversation about software engineering. Today, we want to talk about SOLID. And for that, I invited Angelo Feltens. Hi, Angelo.
Hi.
Angelo is an IT consultant at Concentric, and he's a member of the SOLID community and currently works with Tim Berners-Lee on the SOLID OS. So he's a very good person to ask everything about SOLID. If you don't know anything about SOLID, we try to give you a good overview. But before we get into SOLID, SOLID claims that it tries to give you control back over your data, right? So do you have an example for us where we don't have control over our data right now?
Yeah, actually, I have several examples. So if I'm using the web today, I often come to, or sooner or later, I come to the point where I think, okay, this should just work better. Yeah? I don't feel in control. Yeah, I mean, back in the days, Apple started with the slogan, there's an app for that. Yeah? And it's true. We go to the App Store, and there's an app for that. There's a multitude of apps for everything we could imagine to do in our daily routine. So I could just say I choose the best app, the app that I like best, and the world could be a happy place. But in reality, this clashes often with the complexity of my life. You know, there's an app for everything, but there's not an app for everything. So I often I'm forced to use multiple apps to go through my day. There's not one app for everything. And that's fine because we don't want to have one app for everything. This would bring other problems with us. But to have multiple apps brings a problem that I'm not feeling in control in the end, because one thing is, okay, whom do I need to trust? Yeah, where do I put my data? So it's one thing, one aspect of control. But the other aspect is, okay, this is my data, I want to use it. And if it's siloed into an app and I want to go, the next step would be to use another app, I have to get the data from one app to the other. And there's a problem of interoperability. And that I can make use of my data in the end. Yeah, let's say a shopping list. Yeah, if I have an app for recipes, want to go shopping, I have to put the ingredients from the recipe into the shopping list, and that could be a problem already. I have to copy paste it over, and it's often tedious manual work to copy over from one app to the other. And what SOLID tries to achieve is to give me control over my data and make it interoperable to move data from one app to the next, or even better, to not store it and couple it to the app at all.
So if I imagine the whole shopping thing today, right? Like I would maybe have an app with recipes, and then I have another app that is my shopping list, and maybe they have an integration with each other, right? So yeah. I can maybe say like push them to my shopping list, but that's not what you mean, right?
This is a short-sighted solution for that. Yeah, but the problem starts very soon, because from the multitude of apps I talked about earlier, I don't have that much of selection now. I have to choose specific apps that have that integration, and I have to have both apps have to work officially together. Yeah, and this often brings me down to one or two apps if I'm happy. If there's an app at all, I mostly don't have that one app that works with the exactly one other app I want to use. So I'm the freedom of choice is limited there.
Yeah, true. And also, if I maybe have my recipes from multiple sources, each of them needs to be integrated with my shopping list, or maybe online ordering, food ordering system or something like that, right?
And I'm always forced to use a specific app. Even if I don't want to go shopping on my own. Yeah, perhaps I want to share the shopping list with my family. So what do we need to do? We have to agree on one single app for that. And we might have different desires and wishes what the app should do and how it should work. But we cannot choose freely. We have to find a consent on that nowadays.
True. Okay. So that maybe even leads to having like multiple apps for the same purpose, right?
Yes,
most people probably have more than one chat app right now, I would assume, right? Because to interact with other people that have different apps, you need like a multitude of of chat apps.
Yeah, that's a really good example. And that leads to other problems. Yeah, this is often something I face in my life. So even with my wife, for example, I'm using multiple chat apps because we have multiple, and sometimes I write over the one and one, sometimes over the other, or the other app is a group with somebody else. And so when I want to find out, okay, I sent you that recipe. So where did I send it to you? Or where did you send it to me? Was it on the one app? Was it on Signal? Was it on WhatsApp? Or did you write it on a Trello board? I don't remember where I put it. And it's really hard to stay in control over my data if it's spread across multiple apps and I don't really have access when I need it.
Yeah, and even if you have like an Android or iOS application, it's not possible to search through all apps, right? It's they are all their own silos of data that you cannot search through, right? Unless it's like a built-in application, then you probably have some search integration, but most of the apps don't, right? Okay, and but to look at a different example, one thing that I face from time to time as a consultant like you is like I want to share data with a customer, right? Maybe they are using Google Drive and maybe we are using Dropbox and now we are in trouble, right? Because we cannot share data with each other.
Right? Yeah, I know this problem very well, but even worse is a calendar problem. Yeah, so a customer uses Microsoft Teams, for example, and we're using Google Calendar. So we end up using multiple calendars in the end that are not synchronized. And of course, there always occur problems with appointment conflicts and so on, because we don't have a single place where we could look. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So one thing that I notice about that is that there are existing open standards for some of the things that we talked about, right? So what do you think is the problem? Why did we get into those silos to begin with?
I think for example, the calendar. Yeah, we have standards for that. You could say it's a solved problem. We have ICO and so on, but those standards come back from a time where we didn't have cloud and software as a service solutions, and it's good to synchronize or to port my calendar data from one desktop calendar to another desktop calendar or to my phone calendar. But what we actually want today is to be connected via cloud services, via the web. Yeah, we want to collaborate together and. Centralized web services are a great solution to achieve that. We have to pay that by losing our interoperability. Yeah, we have one central service that works perfectly, and we can collaborate nicely as soon as we don't use another service, a different service, what we are missing is this is a missing piece. Is okay, we need some standards, but we also want to stick to the cloud and to cloud services and the web. I want to collaborate on the web, and this is where Solid comes into play. So we can have all the fancy web collaboration and social stuff together with open standards.
Okay. But before we dive into Solid, I just want to look at two other problems before we look at one of the possible solutions, right? And I think the problems we described so far are very known to like most people. Like if they are like computer experts or not, they have faced those problems before, right? But there are also problems that maybe some of the more computer-focused people, those listening to the podcast maybe, have also faced, right? Like, for example, I have some app that has some data from me in it, and I want to write a script to extend it, right? And maybe build something up upon it because I just need this one feature. Apart from that, it's perfect, but maybe, I just want that one thing. Is that also something that could be addressed with something like Solid?
Totally. I mean, if you're lucky, you have a good API you could use, but then again, you have to integrate against each and every API you want to use, and all they are different. And it's really hard to combine data from different APIs in the end, and that's often what you want to do. And it's a lot of work, yeah? So even I really like coding even as a hobby, but I don't have the time to do all that. Yeah, we need to do better than one-to-one integrations with dedicated web services. Yeah, we need standards. We need interoperability.
Yeah, definitely. Especially if I want to share my solution with other people that maybe use a different storage solution or whatever they use, right? Yeah, that's not nice. Okay, so let's look a bit at on Solid. So before we dive into the different approaches that Solid offers, what is Solid?
So Solid is kind of a paradigm shift for the web. So today we usually have apps coupled to the data as described with the examples, and Solid decouples it. So think of something like Google Drive or Dropbox for your data. So you have apps, and all the apps could store the data instead of their own database or backend system. They could just store it to a so-called Solid Pod. A Solid Pod is a web server that follows the Solid standards and allows you to store data on it in a way that other apps can access it and make use of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but that sounds a bit like I need to be like an operator, right? Like I need to maybe run my own server. Is this the case, or can it also work differently?
You may run your own server, but you don't have to. Yeah? So this is another part where Solid brings you a lot of freedom of choice. Yeah, and the paradigm shift is that we really have a way to decouple the app provider from the storage provider. So we have in the end we have different markets for both. The app developer could focus on building the best app they could imagine, while not having to care for things like authentication, user management, and storage at the end, while the pod provider can focus on providing secure storage and caring for the data and caring for access management, security, and so on. Mm-hmm. And you could host your own Solid Pod, but you could also pay some service to provide you with a pod, or some services, perhaps your insurance brings a pod with their insurance account. It's a good thing with Solid is also you don't have one pod, you can have several pods and interlink them, and all the pods can have different standards for security and availability and so on.
Okay, so I don't have exactly one pod, but I could have one where I store my insurance information, and one where I store my personal photos, for example, right?
Yeah, exactly. And for example, I would say, let's say the podcast you are recording, you would it's public anyway. Yeah, you could put it on a Google provided Solid Pod if they one day decide to provide one. Yeah, so it's not a big deal for privacy or so. But perhaps your holiday photos you are more concerned with, and you don't want to trust anybody, but you set up a Raspberry Pi in your home and host a Solid Pod there to serve your photos. So you could share it with your family, but you don't have to trust any cloud provider that may make use of the photos you don't want to. Then there are, for example, medical data, which I personally wouldn't even put this on a server on my home, because I don't think that I'm a security expert enough to make sure this does never get into the wrong hands. So I probably want to pay someone or trust my health insurer to store that data. That's possible with Solid, and we can have multiple ports with different requirements and different offerings from different providers, or even some clubs or so, or some non-commercial NGOs could provide pods, or the state could provide pods. Yeah, depending on the use case, you can have different pods.
Okay, so if I imagine that I now have like my photo pod and my insurance pod, do I still have like one identity that spans both pods, or am I like two people with two pods? How does that work?
Yeah, that's a very important feature of Solid. It, as I said, it splits data from apps, but it also splits identity from data and from apps. So you could have one identity and use it as a single sign-on to all your apps and to all your pods, but you also could have multiple identities. That's also something where you have the freedom of choice. You could have multiple identities that are linked to each other. So people can see these are the same, just different roles and different, perhaps you have a company pod and a private company identity and a private identity, but you choose to interlink them. So it's obvious that it's the same person, but in different contexts. But you could also have a completely anonymous identity, which you do not interlink. Yeah? And you have a different pod and it's not connected to the rest of your digital life. Yeah.
Okay. If I imagine now that I have now my pods, right? And now I want to solve the problem that we had in the beginning, right? I have some recipes and I want to maybe store the ingredients in my pod so I can buy them. How would that work in this decoupled fashion?
So let's say all the apps exist already. So we have apps built on Solid that store the data in Solid pod. So I would have a recipe app and I would, for example, go to some website that has a recipe and click a button to save the recipe to my pod. Mm-hmm. Even today, it's a fun thing to know, there's schema.org, you know, perhaps for search engine optimization is often used, but actually this is linked data that could be used by Solid. And I'm currently writing on a browser plugin that could use this JSON-LD data stored on websites to store it on the pod. So I could store the recipe on a pod, and then use my favorite Solid recipe app to list them, to search them, to show them while I'm cooking and so on. And I could switch to any other recipe app any day if I think another one is better. Because my data is in the pod and not coupled to the app, I can switch apps and the new app just accesses the same data on my same pod. So, and if I go now to my shopping list app, which is also a Solid app, then this app will also connect to my pod and see or be able to see the recipes and the ingredient list of these recipes and could provide a feature to say, hey, you have this recipe here. Which of these ingredients should I put on your shopping list? Mm-hmm. And yeah, this is a way it could work. Because the data is stored in the pod and not coupled to the app, all the apps could access the same data and make use of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If I look at it from like the perspective of the companies building those solutions, right? Like it's pretty obvious I could get some money from hosting the pod for you. Like I take €5 and you get, I don't know, so many megabytes of data. How would that work with applications? Can they also be paid or is this something that is always free?
No, of course you can have a paid application. Yeah, I mean, you don't have to open source everything. You can just have, as today, have a web service and a premium feature. Yeah, you just don't have to do the user management yourself. You can have people. It's quite good actually. Yeah, because you don't have to encourage people to create an account. You can just talk to the existing Solid users and say, hey, you have a Solid account. Just sign in here. Try the free part of the app, and if you like it, go to a premium account, pay it. Yeah? You could even solve the payment and subscription stuff via Solid and for something like verified credentials or so that are stored to the pod. And say, okay, you are a premium user now, and you can use the premium features. We don't, you are not able to access otherwise.
Okay, so it could even be an advantage for me as a business because I need to solve less problems still can charge money for the service that I offer.
Yeah, right? I think this is also good for the companies because they don't have to focus on basic stuff like user management and or even something like chat. Yeah, today every app needs a chat, needs to code a chat, and it's a waste of time in the end. Yeah, you want to focus on your core domain and your core features because those are the things people are willing to pay money for. Yeah, so. Why not choose existing chats and perhaps just you could have a web component, for example, for chat and include that web component in in the rest of my service and the chat is stored to the Solid pod. You could even use an existing chat we two have, for example, let's say we have a Miro board together. We are chatting with this chat. We continue the same chat we had earlier on another service on the Miro board, for example. Mm.
Okay, so it reduces feature creep, and so would you say that the applications are more narrowly focused because they solve less problems than like a traditional web application?
Good question. Yeah, you could build very narrowly focused apps, of course, but I think you could also build large applications as well. Yeah, and even if you reuse chat data from the pod, perhaps you want to have a better, more fancy chat UI or something like that. So you code it yourself if you like, but you don't have to. Yeah, you don't have to use your time for that. Yeah, nowadays if I'm a startup, I need to focus on my core domain and build something really great that isn't there before. But if I don't provide the essential parts users expect me to provide, I'm dead in the beginning. Yeah, because don't have a better example right now. But okay, if I don't have a chat and people expect an app like that to have a chat and I don't provide it, then I have a problem. So I need to provide it, although it doesn't help me to earn money. Mm. Yeah.
True. Okay. If I imagine now that I want to, so you wrote the Angelo recipe application, right? And I already have a pod and I want to start using it. I can use my identity to log into your service and start with that. And how much control do I have of how much of my data you can see in my pod?
This is handled by access control lists so Solid brings is a set of standards that does multiple things. Yeah, it standardizes the API, much like for example S3 standardized the API to store objects. You have a Solid API to store data on your pod, this is one part. Yeah, and the other standards solve, for example, care about authorization and authentication, and you could give granular access to which part of the pod should be accessed by which people. Yeah, if you could share with persons, yeah, with me personally, for example, but you also could restrict which apps can access which part of the pods. So you could say Angelo's recipe app can access all my recipes, but not my photos. Mm-hmm. Yeah, or you could even go so far as say, okay, this recipe app may only access recipes that are vegetarian or so, if you would like to do that. If this is useful for you for some reason, but you can have very granular access. Yeah, but this depends on how the data is organized on the pod, and you have to set the access rights, or you have to use an app that sets the access rights respectively.
Yeah, so you could imagine that you have like a guilty pleasure thing that you don't want to share with the recipe app, maybe. Okay, cool. This is the topic of decoupling, right? So the next feature set...
May I add one thing about the recipe? Because this is often overlooked. Yeah, okay, I could have multiple apps looking at the recipes, but what is perhaps even more important is I could have multiple apps doing different things with those recipes. And for example, I have one app that just gives me the recipe and helps me cooking. Yeah, but I could have another app that perhaps calculates the calories of these recipes. Yeah, do something different, completely different, which is not related to the process of cooking itself, but perhaps wants to give me statistics over what I'm cooking. How many recipes do I have that are have too much fat in it or something like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's important to know, but I think that also brings us to the topic of interoperability, right? Yeah. Because we somehow need to say this is a recipe, and my recipe app and my calculation of calories app, they need to understand the same format, right? So I guess that's a pretty hard problem, right?
Yeah, this is at least not an easy problem, and but this is, I think, the problem we need to solve. Yeah, if we want to achieve what I told earlier in the examples and what we talked about, so we need interoperability, and it's a hard problem, but it's not an unsolvable problem. Yeah? It's just a problem we need to take more attention to it. Yeah, because we came to a point where this didn't matter a lot. Yeah, we just wanted innovation and new services, and I use one service and don't care. Yeah, as long as this service is fine. But now I think we came to a point where we need to collaborate more between services. So how does Solid's approach to interoperability? Solid as I said, builds upon existing web standards and also on the idea of the semantic web, or at least semantic web standards and technologies like linked data and RDF. And this doesn't solve interoperability per se, but it at least gets around the standard problems like, okay, I have a JSON structure and the other app has another JSON structure and they just don't fit together. Yeah. And the good thing about using linked data is that I can quite easily, or I get around all the syntactical and structural problems. Yeah. I can just merge data, linked data from two different sources to a combined data set. Yeah. And therefore build a personal knowledge graph of all the data from all the apps. Yeah. This doesn't mean the data is per se interoperability for all the apps. Yeah. It could still have two recipe apps using different semantics for recipes, and this won't fit together. But at least the application doesn't crash. Yeah. I can put all the data together to a knowledge graph and take a look at the data. So this is one part. So the semantic part, of course, needs more attention on the semantic level. So I need to make sure that the recipe apps use the same vocabulary, the same terms to describe recipes. Mm-hmm. And this is just a thing we need to do in the end. So, for example, but there are existing standards. Yeah, like I mentioned, schema.org, for example, is a good example. We already have this. Yeah, all the recipe sites out there on the web are already using schema.org to describe recipes. Why are they doing that? Why don't they invent their own standards for it? Of course, because they want to be interoperable, because they want to be found on the web by Google, yeah, for example, and other search engines. Yeah, this is how Google places these boxes in the search results and shows you the relevant information. Yeah, if I don't provide this schema, then I won't be on the list. So, and it's a bit the same with Solid. Yeah, we can reuse the same approach there. And if I'm building the third recipe app on the Solid ecosystem, and I'm not reusing the data that is already there from the other twos, then people probably won't use me. And so I have it's in my own interest to reuse the data that's already there. And it also makes my life easy. Yeah? Why should I invent a new standard? Yeah? In the app world we are facing today, okay, I'm bringing my own database anyway, and I can reinvent the wheel. I don't have any advantage by being interoperable to other apps. So perhaps someday in the future we will add a feature to export data, and then it will become relevant. But in Solid, it's relevant right from the start. I can use the data right from the start if I'm willing to do, and I should do it. Yeah? The good thing is, I can use the parts of the data that is already there, but I can add more data to it. Yeah, that's one advantage of using linked data. Yeah, I can have it basically works by having so-called triples, yeah, statements about subjects, and I can add more statements, more facts about the same subject, without destroying what's already there. Yeah? So I could have a recipe, and perhaps one app doesn't support the calories feature. But if I have an app and want to add the calories to the recipe, I can just add it to the data without breaking the other app. Yeah? And I can add more and use what's already there and without reinventing it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it seems to me that this is like a pretty logical thing, that like if I want to bring more people to my app, then I need to look into the existing standards, because then I can convince more people to switch to my app, because they don't need to convert all the data, yeah. Right? But on the other hand, if I imagine, let's stick with our recipe example, and let's say that someone from the US maybe wrote the first big recipe app, and they didn't pay attention that maybe people in other countries use different measurements than the US, and the data format doesn't allow us to switch to different data formats, then I would be in a problem, right? Then I would need to invent something new, maybe?
It depends on how the American app expresses their units, for example. Mm-hmm. I think schema.org, for example, solved this. Yeah, you can have in your recipes, in the amount, you can have a value and a unit code, for example, with it. And okay, the other app could just use other unit codes or even translate from one unit to another. So this shouldn't be a problem. But of course, there might be for things that are not defined yet, where there isn't a vocabulary yet you could use, one app would start with something and the other app would find, okay, this doesn't really work for us. We need to do things differently. Yeah. But I think this is a normal standardization process, and it's not craved in stone. Yeah, you could do data migrations, for example, if things doesn't turn out. And the good thing is you have one place to do the data migration, user's pod. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So and we already did things like this with apps, with example apps we coded in a solid community. It's doable, and it's not that of a big deal to migrate data.
Okay. But from like from a user's perspective, like if I migrate my data from the old recipe format to the new recipe format, then would the old apps not work anymore, right? Because the old data would be gone, right?
Yeah, that might, of course, if it's not updated, it might be the case. Yeah, that's true. Okay. So you could update to the new app. Perhaps the old one is not maintained anymore, but at least you don't lose your data. You could also choose to not migrate the data. I think Solid won't solve any problem in the world. Yeah, so we probably get some new problems with this approach, or some different problems. But the important thing for me is in the first place that we have the foundation to be in control of our data and then make decisions. Yeah, like, okay, do I want to migrate my data? Do I want to stick with the old app or do I want to stick with the new app? And I'm not, for example, today, often I don't have this choice. Yeah, just the old app is not supported anymore and I just lose all my data. So, bam. We are getting better with it. Yeah, it won't solve everything. And there are still problems that need proper thinking, and I can't answer every single how do we migrate this and how do we solve this case, but at least Solid gives us a standard and a way to think and talk about new approaches in how we want to use our data and our apps.
Yeah, totally agree. Right, I would not assume that it solves all the problems. Okay, so we talked about decoupling and interoperability. The last aspect you told me about was linking. Can you say something about that?
So this is also about linked data. So as I told, what we are doing by putting all the data into pods by using linked data standard, we are creating a knowledge graph of my data. So, but we also talked about having multiple pods, and the linking aspect is very important, because if I have multiple pods, so how do I get, for example, a list of all my holiday photos, if some are on my Raspberry Pi at home and some are on my Google Drive pod and some are somewhere else. So this is where the linking part of linked data comes into place, where I have URIs for all the data and all the entities are identified by URIs, which I could resolve. So I can follow links, basically. Like the web itself, I can follow one link from one HTML page to the next one and so on. And this is the way the data is linked with Solid, and the way apps could follow their nodes from one piece of data, from the recipe to the ingredient to whatever. And it doesn't matter in the end in which pod or in which pods all the data that is relevant to the use case I'm currently facing. It just doesn't matter because I can follow the links.
Understood. Okay, so I think we have a good overview now. I said in the beginning you're working on the Solid OS part of the system. What is Solid OS when we now look at the Solid as an ecosystem?
So imagine you have a computer. So you have a hard drive, you can store your data. This is basically your Solid pod. But it's quite useless if you don't have any apps. Yeah. So at least what any new computer should bring with you or with it is an operating system with some basic features. Yeah, so I could boot it up and take a look at my files, perhaps create a new file, perhaps do some calculations with a calculator and so on. And yeah, that's where the name SolidOS comes from, because we think SolidOS as an app that brings this basic operating system like functionality to your solid pod. So this is usually installed to your pod. So even if you just have a pod and didn't use any apps yet, you have some core functionality. You could use SolidOS to access the data in your pod, browse the files and browse the data, create a node, for example, or even create a chat, a meeting, and some basic stuff where you think, okay, this is basic functionality I would expect from anything I want to do on the web. And this is what SolidOS does. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So your pod isn't useless when you start. And you can then make your first steps with Solid and start discovering third-party apps that could be hosted anywhere on the web. Yeah, it could be provided by anybody who wants to code an app and host it somewhere on GitHub Pages or on a server or a commercial service. And I can use these specialized services to add more data to my pod, but I always have SolidOS to take a look at the raw data, for example, and do some basic stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if I imagine that I want to get started now with it, what do I need as a starter kit? I need a SolidOS and I need a solid pod, or how does that work?
You probably would go to solidcommunity.net right now. This is a community server where you can get a pod. Yeah, it's nothing commercial or professionally provided, so don't expect anything to be available perhaps without downtime or so, but it's quite cool and quite good to start and do first steps with Solid. So you could go there, create an account, and then you have a pod and you already have SolidOS installed on it. Yeah, you just, if you open it in the browser, you can use SolidOS to browse through some folders that come with your profile. Yeah, you get a profile. Yeah. The identity we mentioned earlier in Solid is called a web ID. Yeah, it's basically a URI that identifies you as a person. And if you resolve that URI, you could see a social network-like profile. Yeah? You could add a profile picture, your name, and you could also add friends. Yeah? If you have other people and you're using Solid, you can add them to your friend list there. Then you have a pod and could, for example, use SolidOS to create some files on it, but you probably want to try some apps as well. There are some cool community-developed apps like, for example, Media Kraken, where you can store your favorite movies on your pod and then check it as soon as you watched it or if you like it, something like that. And there's a list of Solid apps on the Solid website, solidproject.org. There you can see how you can get a pod. You can see a list of apps you could try, and you can also learn about Solid from a development perspective. Yeah, how to write my own Solid app, how to perhaps host my own Solid server, and so on.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Solid Community Net is a combination of Solid Pod and also SolidOS. It's one package.
Yes, yeah. Solid SolidOS is in the end it's just a web app, so to say, and as a web app, it's hosted on your pod. Mm-hmm. Every Solid server is always also a web server where you can just host a web page, for example, and SolidOS in this regard is a web page or a web app that is hosted on this Solid pod per default.
Okay.
Exactly. So you go to solidcommunity.net to register a pod, for example. This is one pod provider. There are others. So if you want to get an overview, you go to solidproject.org, which is the official website of the Solid project. And there you can get also a list of pod providers and choose one of them.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Okay, so one thing that I wanted to talk to you about is, do you also see potential downsides, things that might be worse than the current solutions in Solid, dangers that you might see that we need to pay attention to when moving forward with Solid?
Yeah, so as I said, Solid is not a silver bullet that will solve all our problems, but it is a foundation that enables us to solve problems we currently face in the web and with the app ecosystem. This doesn't mean necessarily it solves it automatically, but it gives us the tools at hand. So, but with every tool, there comes a responsibility and danger. So, although Solid is meant to be decentralized, for example, it enables us to spread data around and have get multiple identities and so on. But if you aren't careful, then we could end up with something like a Google port where everybody has a port for at Google, and it would in the end Google would have even more data from us than it has now. Yeah, if it goes with like Google Mail, Gmail is a good example for that. Yeah, email is decentralized, and I could get an email basically everywhere, but a lot of people just use Gmail. And yeah, if we end up like this with Solid, it also brings dangers, of course. Yeah, so it's very important that we discuss Solid and the approaches of Solid, not only from a pure technical perspective and how the technology works and how we develop things, but I think we need to discuss as a society, where do we want to go with the digitization? Yeah, I think we need interoperability, and we need to. I'm a big fan of digitization. Yeah, I don't say we should do anything with paper to protect our privacy. Yeah? That couldn't be the goal. But if we go the way to do everything digitally, we need to choose wisely how we do it. Yeah,
yeah, definitely. Okay, so if people are interested now in this whole project, they could, of course, get started with like installing it. But do you have other calls to action for people that you are interested in as a project, or even just as you, Angelo?
Yeah, I of course would like to see more people being involved in the Solid community and be part of the movement. What I want you to do at least after listening to this episode, I hope you at least are aware of how limited we are currently with our apps and services. And perhaps you can think of the possibilities that separating apps from data could bring to your daily life. And then, perhaps you get the idea of Solid and the vision I have with it. And then learn more about Solid, get a pod, play around with it. Perhaps write an app if you are a developer. But even if not, join the community. We need great people who improve UX, for example. Yeah? Solid OS is a nice tool that can do a lot of things, but the UX is really crap. So help needed there. But as I said, we need to Solid approaches problems we need to solve as a society and not only as developers. Yeah, we need to decide how we want to control our data in the future, and how we want to enable people to use their data and really get into control of it. Cool. And so, every members of society are welcome to join the Solid community and discuss those topics and help approaching the next. It's the next step in the digitization, and it's very important that we involve many people with it.
Yeah, so it's also very welcome to ask critical questions.
Of course, about it. Yeah.
Awesome. Then thank you so much for this great overview of a Solid and the problems it tries to solve. To all our listeners, have a nice day and see you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.